Hello, humanity! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's even the middle of the night wherever you are. We are broadcasting from Auroville in southern India, the epicenter of human unity. Sometimes, even though we don't see it, nor understand it, it's important to go through a struggle, an obstacle of your own, by yourself. In today's episode, we will see how struggle helps us to transform. Being away from each other for 513 days due to this global situation, the co-founder of MediClown Academy and also my life partner, fellow performer, musician, and medical clown, Hamish Boyd, is back in town in Auroville. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. I'm not quite sure if I know who you are. It's been so long. Of course I do. And the 500 plus days has been enlightening for both of us. And as such, we've gone through our own struggle. When the caterpillar wraps itself in a cocoon, does it know it's going to transform? Perhaps not as an individual, but as an integral part of nature, this is inevitable. Quite soon, there's movement inside that cocoon, and if you watch carefully, you can see the struggle. It takes so much effort to go through such a huge change, emerging as a creature that is not only beautiful, but it can fly, a butterfly.
Beautiful. And you know, we have been together for 35 years. I can't believe it. And in those 35 years, out of kindness and compassion, and sometimes just sheer frustration, we have helped each other to get out of the cocoon and to get out of a bit of a, you know, sticky situation. Do you have a story?
Yes, I do.
Tell us.
Once upon a time, hanging from the tree, there is a cocoon. And inside that cocoon, snuggled up, was a creature wanting to emerge.
And a young girl and boy watched for hours and hours the struggle that the caterpillar was having to get out of the cocoon. Finally, impatience got the better of the boy. See? Girls are a lot more patient than boys.
Sometimes. Sometimes. And the boy gently opened the cocoon, and he set the butterfly free.
Ah, and with ease and gentleness, the butterfly was released. And for a few moments, it flew about, and then the wings shriveled up, and the beautiful butterfly died.
Sometimes helping does not help at all. And this has happened in our relationship over the years.
And it happens in many relationships, with ourselves and with others. See, by helping to ease the struggle of the butterfly, it actually weakened the wings and caused the death of the butterfly.
But thank goodness. And isn't it ironic that going through this pandemic full of fear, closed borders, poor internet connection, etc., and 513 days apart, we had the opportunity to grow individually, strengthen our wings, and rediscover our sovereignty.
Our autonomy, not anatomy.
Anatomy, no, anatomy is autonomy.
And to you, our listening audience, when you are going through a struggle, know that you are building up your internal strength, your internal muscles.
So you will survive and fly high.
And I am so happy and grateful, Hamish Boyd, my darling, 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 that you are back.
Me too.
And as we normally end the show, as you've been listening to when you've been in Canada, mm-hmm. we send waves of healing energy through the laughter and through the pranayama. We send that energy around the world to heal humanity. So see you next time, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, and do subscribe and listen to everything that's on Auraville Radio. Ha 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 ha